From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Madeline Brand. If your idea of must-see TV involves competitors, be they arty designers, foodies, or screaming housewives, you are in luck. My next guest puts those shows on the cable network Bravo.
She said I was on drugs.
Oh, she said things about Greg. She said things about you.
I heard you were talking about me.
Never mind. She called you a crack whore.
How dare you?
Daniel, please pack your knives and go.
What is that? He's 39. He's 5'5".
Oh, jeez.
He's very, very hairy.
Oh, my goodness. It's Scary Garcia.
Everyone knows that the fashion business is ruthless. One day you're in, and the next day you're out.
Project Runway, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, Top Chef, and The Real Housewives, those are just some of Bravo's reality show hits. Andy Cohen greenlights them as Bravo's Senior Vice President of Original Programming and Development. And who watches them? Cohen told me that the Bravo audience is one that fits the network's brand, which he described as food, fashion, beauty, design, and pop culture.
We have the most educated audience in all of cable and the most upscale audience in all of cable, meaning the richest, the people with the most money. And we've also isolated two groups. Then one are the group that we call the Will and Gracers, and they are mainly urban women, either single or married, but are cosmopolitan, and their best male friends who are often gay. And then the other group are a group that we call the PTA Trendsetters, and they are women all over America who are the trendsetters of the PTA. They're the women who pick up their kids from school wearing the latest shoes and carrying the latest bag, and they're trend watchers.
So it seems like you have two different types of reality shows on Bravo. You've got the people who are talented and competing, right?
Yes, we have competitive reality and then the kind of what we call docu-series.
And so are these the ones, these are the housewives where you just
these are the housewives, exactly. They're everything from flipping out, which follows Jeff Lewis, who's a OCD gay house flipper who's incredibly entertaining to watch, on and on. Or, yes, our entire franchise of The Housewives, which now spans four cities. I call it sociology, anthropology of the rich.
But also, I would call it a guilty pleasure because
total
watching
guilty
them
pleasure,
is, well, I kind of don't want to admit that I like watching it.
Whereas you're not alone.
I don't have any problem admitting I watch Project Runway.
Right. Well, you're not alone. You're not alone. Although, you know, people are flying those Housewives flags higher and higher as it becomes more and more of a phenomenon. I bet there are a ton of NPR listeners, actually, who are obsessed by The Real Housewives.
And won't admit it.
And a ton that probably will admit it because they're dying for someone to talk to about it. The thing that's fun about The Housewives is talking to your friends about it.
Well, and also feeling superior, quite frankly.
Well, you know, we do something with the editing that's called a Bravo wink. We wink at the audience when someone says, yeah, I'm the healthiest person in the world, and then you see them ashing their cigarette. That's a very kind of lame example of the wink. But we're kind of letting the audience in on the fun. But I think that what we're not doing is we're not trying to make fun of these women. We love our housewives.
Kim was irritating the crap out of me. She's yelling at me. She's putting her hands in my face. She's screaming. She's lying. She's denying her lies. You need to chill out.
And the thing about it is they can't stop themselves. I think that's sometimes where the fun comes in.
There was a recent article in the New York Times that said reality show contestants, a lot of them, not just on your network, but in other ones as well, they undergo a grueling schedule. They
Yes.
are kept exhausted. They work
Right.
18-hour days. They're given alcohol in some cases, or at
Right.
least they have access to alcohol. They're deprived of any outside contact. They can't make phone calls. And
Yep.
all of that with the unstated goal of getting them to melt down and to cause some fireworks that we viewers want to see.
I think that the shows that we produce that fall into the category of people who are put into what some would consider to be extreme situations, these are competition reality shows, and these are shows where it's extremely important that everyone is treated the same and that everyone has the same opportunity to win each challenge and ultimately the show. And for that reason, we do keep them in something of a bubble. And by the way, does being in that heightened bubble of reality exacerbate emotions and make you more focused on the game and sometimes heighten your reaction to what you're doing? Absolutely.
I mean, but do you ever feel that with these contestants that you are crossing the line sometimes in terms of how you treat them? Not in terms of them having unequal treatment, but just in terms of them not being treated humanely, maybe in some circumstances.
No, I think they are treated humanely. I mean, we have doctors on the set. We listen to their concerns. And they're all very cognizant of what they're getting into. I think even someone from Project Runway who was quoted for that Times article you were referring to, I know her well, and I know that she would go back and do it again in a second. It is an exhausting schedule. I'm not taking away from that, but I think everyone is treated humanely, and it's not how we work. We're interested in finding the next great chef. We're not interested in having the next nervous breakdown.
What about Project Runway? Because now,
what about it?
Let's talk about it. Because
what show? I've never heard of that show.
That's the show that, I mean, aside from Queer Eye, that's what really put Bravo on the map. And now
it did, after Queer Eye, yeah.
Now it's on Lifetime. And I'm just wondering if you'll be able to recapture that. I mean,
recapture the magic of that show?
Yeah.
Or,
I mean, it was a cultural phenomenon.
You know, Project Runway was a really special show, and we had a great 5 seasons with it. We loved that show, and we loved the stories that it brought to Bravo and the creativity, and it was a magic 5 seasons.
But are you worried at all that with Project Runway going to Lifetime and you're focusing now on Housewives, that the image of Bravo will change a bit, maybe change from talent to trash?
I'm not. We've got so much on Bravo and coming up on Bravo, and I think we have so much more going on than The Real Housewives. And I think The Real Housewives is a great, you know, great addition to the portfolio. I think it brings a lot of viewers under our umbrella. And I think they stay and sample other shows. So I feel great about what we have coming up. And there's much more kind of in the design and art and fashion landscapes to come.
Andy Cohen is Bravo's Senior Vice President of Original Programming and Development. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Andy Cohen also has his own program on Bravo. It's a talk show called Watch What Happens, sort of like a gay Dick Cavett show.